From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Cameron Byerly reading Dennis L. McKiernan's The Iron Tower Trilogy, Book Number 3, The Darkest Day. Chapter 1, The Gathering. It was the dark day following the Battle of Budgens, and at Whitby's barn a breathless Buchan scout flung himself down from his lathered blowing pony and dashed into the huge byre.
"Captain Petrel," he cried, the gulls have burnt Budgens."
"What?"
Petrel's eyes jerked up from the map lying on the rough table before the council, and he spun toward the scout as the rushing Buchan skidded to a halt before him.
"What did you say, Arcee? Did you say Budgens?"
"Yar, Captain Petrel, Budgens,"
blurted Arcee, red-faced, gesturing wildly.
"The gulls, they came, a great drove of them, looking for Werrows, and when they didn't find any, they put the whole town to the torch."
Luth's clenched fist slammed down to the planking, and Merrily's hand flew to her mouth, her eyes wide. Bitter looks fell upon the faces of some lieutenants, while others ground their teeth in rage.
"They seek revenge for what we did to them," said Petrel, his voice grim. "Woe to the Werro, who falls into their hands, for death will come slowly but agony swift."
Orban leapt to his feet and paced in agitation.
"We've got to root them out of the Seven Dells, before the Bosque is destroyed. For even should we win this war, it will go hard on the survivors, and harder still if there is no place to live, no shelter."
"Ah,